Hi, this is Anders Hansen, and welcome to our Abundance Meditation. I want you to sit down in a very relaxed position, not lying down, but sitting down in a relaxed position. Place your hands in your thighs. Take a deep breath all the way down in your diaphragm, all the way down in your stomach. And as you exhale, close your eyes. Take another deep breath all the way down in your stomach. And relax. And you feel how your muscles in your face relax. Muscles in your jaw relaxes completely. You feel how that relaxed sensation continues downward through your neck, down to your shoulders. You start feeling how your muscles in your back and your chest relax. Start feeling how your muscles in your stomach completely relaxes, and that beautiful feeling of relaxation continues all the way down to your thighs, down over your knees, all the way down to your feet. Completely relaxed. It's a wonderful feeling. Take another deep breath. And completely relax. Now start visualizing favorite place in nature. You have a favorite place that you like to go to. Maybe it's in the forest, maybe it's by the water, maybe it's by the beach, in a secluded place. See that place now with your inner eye. Feel everything that that place has to offer. You feel the breeze of the air. You see everything that you see in that beautiful spot. As you look around, become aware that nature is abundant. Look how there's always plenty around you in nature. And with nature as our model, let's copy her methods. The trees, they're always growing. They're abundant. There's always enough water. There's sand on the beaches. There's plenty everywhere you look. And since you are part of nature too, abundance is you as well. That is a natural state. You see, normal is struggle and limitations, and that is all inherited, and that's taught to us. The natural state is abundance. Normal for most people is struggle and limitations, and that is truly inherited. The only limitations you will ever experience are those you place on yourself. The Upanishads once said, from abundance they took abundance, and still abundance remained. You see, because you want more, that doesn't mean anyone has to settle for less. The pie just got bigger. Remember, amateurs compete. They really do. They compare to others and they compete. Professionals create. Professionals are in touch with that infinite power within themselves to create. And you are a professional. Now your job becomes to look for ways to give more of yourself. Go-givers gain. Go-getters, they definitely lose longer term. What we should do is give spiritually with our energy. We should give intellectually with our ideas. And, of course, physically with our time and money. But if money is scarce, if there isn't a lot to give on the physical plane, don't bother starting there. In fact, you and I should always start on the energetical and intellectual planes. You can give with your energy, you can give with your ideas, and as you do that, that giving will always express itself on the physical plane as well. You're in a very relaxed state of mind, you're in a very relaxed state with your body. Your body's calm. This is a beautiful, relaxed state. Take another deep breath. And as you relax, you become aware of the energy that's circulating all around in your body. This is a great time to utilize the treasure trove of your subconscious mind, because it is a treasure trove. I'm going to ask you to repeat mentally after me. I'm so happy and grateful now that I let infinite intelligence and abundance flow to and through me, and I leave everyone I come into contact with a feeling of increase. Again, I'm so happy and grateful now that I let infinite intelligence and abundance flow to and through me, and I leave everyone I come into contact with a feeling of increase. I'm so happy and grateful now that I let infinite intelligence and abundance flow to and through me, and I leave everyone I come into contact with a feeling of increase. And repeat that to yourself multiple times. Well done. Now I want you to think of two areas in your life, one in your personal life and one in your professional life, where you can give more. Look for two areas, one in your personal life, to your family, to your friends, and one area in your professional life, in your business, to your colleagues, where you can give more, where you can become more of who you are. And I'm going to stay silent now to allow those ideas to come to you. I'll stay silent and you stay totally relaxed and you allow those ideas to come to you. You may have to do this exercise multiple times. In fact, I encourage you to integrate this meditation every day as part of your daily routine. As these ideas, they come to your mind, make sure you write them down. They may come to your mind now as a result of doing this right now, or those ideas may come to you as you go through your day. But regardless, make sure to write them down. Now we're going to integrate the idea of not getting more, but releasing the flow of abundance by giving. You see, it's that intuitive feeling of the great law of circulation in our life. I'm going to ask you to repeat mentally after me 10 times. I am abundance. I am abundance. I am abundance. Now 7 more times on your own. Go ahead. Thank you. great feeling of abundance flow freely to and through you. You are abundant. Every cell of your being is abundant, is vibrant with life. Now take a deep breath. And as you exhale, open your eyes. Welcome back to the abundant universe in which you have your place and your being. Because you, my friend, are abundance yourself. This is Anders Hansen. Congratulations.